Sally Fallon Morrell takes on the diet dictocrats. It's not cholesterol. Three new studies should put the lid on the theory that high serum cholesterol levels cause heart disease. The first, a review published in the Journal of Drug Delivery and Therapeutics, found that elevated cholesterol levels improve quality of life and life expectancy. The current review does not support the notion that dietary cholesterol increases the risk of CVD. The idea that high cholesterol levels in the blood constitute the main cause of CVD is doubtful, because people with low levels become just as atherosclerotic as people with high levels, and their risk of suffering from CVD is the same or higher. The researchers blame heart disease on more brittle arterial cell walls. Amazingly, the authors state that avoiding foods containing cholesterol causes malnutrition from lack of fat-soluble vitamins, especially vitamin D. The second, published in BMJ Open, 2024, May 28, analyzed almost 4 million patients with acute myocardial infarction, heart attack. They identified 0.06% of the patients as having familial hypercholesterolemia, people with genetically high LDL levels from a young age. The surprising finding, buried in the text of the report, was that their mortality was lower than that of the others. The third study is a whopper. Cholesterol-lowering statin drugs accelerate coronary artery calcification, CAC. Reported in Diabetes Cure, 1 November 2012, the researchers found that more frequent statin use is associated with accelerated CAC in type 2 diabetes patients with advanced atherosclerosis. But have the mainstream media reported on these studies? Have cardiologists stopped giving out statin drugs and told their patients it's okay to eat eggs and butter? Quite the contrary, the low-fat diet statin juggernaut keeps thrashing forward, leaving misery and death in its wake. Vaccine evidence. Pro-vaxxers blame anti-vaxxers for spreading misinformation, but information is accumulating that the unvaxxed are healthier than vaccinated individuals. Results from the 2019/2020 Nationwide Control Group Survey of Unvaccinated Americans, CGS, show that those refusing vaccines are thriving, while those accepting them are suffering a multiplicity of grave injuries, as well as sudden unexpected death. The researchers calculated that vaccines are the actual cause of well over 90% of the disabling and life-threatening chronic conditions suffered by Americans. The null hypothesis that no significant difference would be found between vaccinated versus unvaccinated persons in heart disease, diabetes, digestive disorders, eczema, asthma, allergies, developmental disabilities, birth defects, epilepsy, autism, ADHD, cancers, and arthritis is rejected with overwhelming statistical confidence and power in every single contrast. The study was originally published in the International Journal of Vaccine Research, but then scrubbed without explanation. It can now be found at Slate News. Another study found that children with just one vaccination visit were 1.7 times more likely to have been diagnosed with autism spectrum disorder, ASD, than the unvaccinated, and those with 11 or more visits were 4.4 times more likely to have been diagnosed with ASD than those with no visit for vaccination, Science, Public Health Policy, and the Law, 1925, Jatan 23. ASD includes autism, Asperger's syndrome, childhood disintegrative disorder, and pervasive developmental disorder. Just a wonderful way to grow up. It's the aluminum, stupid! Yes, some vaccines contain aluminum. That's a good thing. This is the headline of an article that appeared January 24, 2025, in the New York Times, admitting that aluminum adjuvants are found in 27 routine vaccines, half of which are recommended for children under 5. The author, Teddy Rosenbluth, insists that the aluminum is safe and necessary to provoke an immune response. In other words, to show that the child has been poisoned. Another mainstream media claim is that infants receive 4.4 milligrams of aluminum from vaccines in their first 6 months, compared to 50 milligrams in a slice of processed cheese. The comparison is scientifically dishonest because ingested aluminum is less than 1% absorbed, whereas injected aluminum is 100% bioavailable. A better comparison is the FDA recommendation for intravenous parenteral feeding, no more than 25 micrograms per day for adults. Yet at his two-month checkup, an infant receives 1,225 micrograms in four vaccines. That's almost 50 times more than allowed in intravenous feeding. And it might even be more. A study published in the Journal of Trace Elements in Medicine and Biology, July 2021, found that almost half of all vaccines contained more aluminum than indicated by the manufacturer. The really important point is that autopsies of autistic children find sky-high levels of aluminum in their brains. Journal Trace Elements, Medical Biology, 2018, MAR. And there is only one way to explain how it gets there, from aluminum adjuvants in childhood vaccines. Fructose, diabetes, obesity, and cancer. In the United States, high fructose corn syrup, HFCS, has largely replaced sugar in sodas, breakfast cereals, snack foods, yogurt, salad dressings, tomato-based sauces, applesauce, and canned fruit. At the same time, the incidence of diabetes has soared, making it likely that HFCS is a major cause. While sugar is made up of fructose and glucose that is bonded, the fructose in HFCS is free fructose, which has an alternative metabolic pathway. In addition, fructose found in whole foods, such as fruits, is bound up with fiber, vitamins, and antioxidants, which slow down its absorption and mitigate potential harm. Free fructose in HFCS bypasses normal sugar metabolism and goes directly to the liver, where it is stored as fat, but provides no satiety signals to the brain. In a Princeton University study, rats with access to high fructose corn syrup gained significantly more weight than those with access to table sugar, even when their overall caloric intake was the same, sciencedaily.com, March 22, 2010. It now turns out that HFCS fuels cancer growth as well. It appears that tumor cells have a unique ability to process fructose as compared to glucose, news.medicalnews.net, December 5, 2024. Diabetes, obesity, and cancer. What a deal for the pleasures of eating cheap processed food. Fertility rates hit all-time low. Fertility rates in the U.S. have dropped to an all-time low, according to a report from the Centers for Disease Control, CDC. The data from 2023 show a decline of 3% from the prior year, from 56 births per 1,000 females, age 15 to 44, in 2022 to 54.4 births in 2023. The total number of births dropped from 3.59 million in 2022 to 2.66 million in 2023, the lowest number since 1979. When surveyed, many childless adults give reasons for not having children, which include not wanting to, desire to focus on a career, and inability to afford the cost of raising children. But many couples simply cannot get pregnant. Studies suggest that after 1 year of having unprotected sex, 12 to 15% of couples are unable to conceive. And after 2 years, 10% of couples still have not had a live-born baby. Fertility clinics are booming with more than 500 operating in the U.S. The list of reasons given for infertility is along one endocrine disruptors in the food and environment, the pill, EMF exposure, vaccinations. But no one is talking about the most likely contributor, the lack of animal fats and other nutrient-dense foods in the diet. We have reports from many couples who were able to conceive after adopting the Wise Traditions diet of butter, eggs, pate, cod liver oil, seafood, and raw milk. In animal studies, pasteurized milk renders test animals infertile, Tylenol and ADHD. Half a century ago, with the thalidomide tragedy in the news, doctors told pregnant women never to take any pharmaceutical drugs because none had been tested on pregnant women. Those precautions have faded with time, and expectant moms no longer receive such wise advice. It seems okay now for pregnant women to take just about anything, including up to 7 vaccinations. It turns out that an estimated 62% of pregnant women take acetaminophen, Tylenol, for pain and fever reduction. A February 6, 2025 study published in Nature Mental Health looked at 307 mothers who gave blood samples between 2006 and 2011 and then followed their children for up to 10 years. 16% of the children whose mothers took acetaminophen ended up with ADHD, while only 9% of the children whose mothers did not take the drug had the disorder. The effects were more pronounced in girls, who normally suffer from ADHD less than boys. ADHD was 6 times more likely to be found in girls whose mothers took acetaminophen while pregnant. The solution for pregnant gals? let yourself have a fever, and take Epsom salt baths for pain. Or maybe ask yourselves, what's a little pain compared to a lifetime of misery taking care of an ADHD child? Global boiling. According to United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, our planet has passed the point of no return regarding global warming and has now entered an era of global boiling. Claiming that July 2023 had the hottest three-week period ever recorded, with the three hottest days on record, he called for the just and equitable transition from fossil fuels to renewable energy while stopping oil and gas expansion and phasing out coal by 2040. New coal-fired power plants, going online in China at the rate of 2 per week, are needed to power electric vehicles. However, research published in Nature Communications, Earth and Environment indicates zero evidence of any significant warming since the 1970s. Using new statistical methods, researchers analyzed temperature records from 1850s to 2023 and concluded, our results show limited evidence for a warming surge. In most surface temperature time series, no change in the warming rate beyond the 1970s is detected, despite the breaking record temperatures observed in 2003. White fibrous clots. When embalmers started seeing large, grotesque, white fibrous clots in the veins and arteries of corpses, starting in 2021, coincidentally with the rollout of COVID vaccines, no one paid any attention. That's why Laura Kasner and Tom Haviland began administering annual worldwide embalmer blood clot surveys to track the timeline and prevalence of white fibrous clots, as well as equally dangerous microclotting. In 2022, 67% of embalmers said they were seeing the clots in an average of 30% of corpses. In 2023, 73% of embalmers were seeing the clots in an average of 20% of their corpses. Moreover, 79% found microclotting in 25% of their corpses, a phenomenon they saw in less than 5% of their corpses prior to the pandemic. In 2024, a shocking 83% saw white fibrous clots in an average of 27.5% of the corpses. 8 of the embalmers saw the clots in over 80% of the corpses they embalmed. Microclotting was observed in 22% of the corpses, Laura Kasner. Substack, December 20, 2024. The only explanation for these alarming findings are the COVID vaccines. Bone powder. I have often pointed out that there are only two good sources of calcium in human diets, dairy foods or bones. A fascinating new study reveals that the ancient Pelagang culture in China made a dish of bone powder cooked with wild plants, acorns, and Job's tears, a type of millet. Using various technologies, the researchers determined that the food residue in the pottery cooking pots dated from about 6000 BC and contained all the compounds found in bones. The Pelagang culture was known for being among the earliest producers of fermented beverages, creators of the oldest tonal flutes, basic textile looms and sewers, and possibly one of the earliest users of the Chinese script. ScienceNewsToday.org/the surprising secret behind ancient Chinese cooking. So they knew a thing or two.